KSR News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump is pledging to pay immigrants who self-deport to their home country. White House correspondent Greg Clunkston reports.
The president says his administration is willing to work with immigrants who voluntarily leave the United States.
What we thought we'd do is a self-deport, where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from.
He says immigrants who self-deport and leave the U.S. might have a chance to return legally. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The East African nation of Rwanda reportedly being eyed as a potential destination for some deported illegal immigrants. On the battlefront, all four of Moscow's international airports are temporarily shut down today. That's after an attack by Ukrainian drones. More from correspondent Charles Deladesma.
Nine other regional airports also temporarily stopped operating as drones struck areas along the border with Ukraine and deeper into Russia, according to officials. It was the second straight night that the Moscow region reportedly was targeted. The drone assault may threaten a planned Russian unilateral 72-hour ceasefire in the more than three-year war to coincide with celebrations marking Russia's Victory Day in World War II. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Israel's military says it's launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen, fully disabling the country's international airport in the capital, Sana'a. It also said several power plants were struck. The strikes, the second time in 2 days, Israel attacked the rebels in Yemen in retaliation for a missile strike on Israel's airport on Sunday. And Friedrich Merz has succeeded in his bid to become the next German chancellor during a second vote in parliament hours after he suffered a defeat in the first round of voting. This is SRN News. The church embraces AI.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is swiftly remaking housing policy as the Department of Housing and Urban Development drops special privileges for transgender people. HUD is reworking the Obama-era equal access rule that expanded protections to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Also covered are fair housing complaint investigations and federally funded women's homeless shelters, where men will not be allowed to stay. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is focusing on the Fed this week. The Federal Reserve is holding a two-day meeting at which policymakers will decide on interest rates. The Fed is expected to hold its benchmark rate steady for the third straight time after cutting it three times to close out 2024. Shares of Ford Motor Company fell 2.5% before the bell after the automaker said it expects to take a $1.5 billion hit to its operating profit from tariffs this year. That followed General Motors, which last week trimmed its 2025 guidance and said it was expecting a potential $5 billion tariff impact. Clorox sank 3.2% after missing sales and profit targets in its most recent quarter and lowered its forecast to reflect macroeconomic uncertainty. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.